My name's Micah. I use he, they pronouns. I'm trans, and I love horror. I want to focus on a very simple fact about myself. I have always wanted to be one of the boys. I didn't have this, like, mind-breaking moment of, where's my gender? But I needed to be one of the boys. So I latched on to every boy that I saw like a leech. The best way to get guys to talk to you? Use their interests. I would build Legos with them. I would steal their Beyblades and make them show me how to let it rip. I'd get my hair pulled, my back kicked, my face slapped and thrown around, but I wore all my bruises with pride. I was one of them, until I tried to call myself one of their friends in front of them, and all the boys would just laugh at me. What helped, though, was running to the back room of my house, where we kept the home computer. I first found all these people underneath old short films of Tim Burton's and YouTube comments. And then I got into Google Plus forums talking about specific horror films, until finally I found these wonderful sites covered in AOL remnants and bright red accented text. It was my personal heaven. I often bragged about my recent Blockbuster scores that I lied and said were gifts from my fake older brother. An only child can dream, you know? So I started watching all the films they talked about. I would write out lists of films that guys would post gore splatter posts on, or go into the lawn threads over the believability of a spray, a bullet wound, a chest burster, and then I'd watch them. And I fell in love. The Thing, Hellraiser, Evil Dead 2, so many of these beautiful films that I honestly wouldn't be here without. I loved them, and I would gush in threads, letting my kid self slip out. But sometimes my excitement would get pulled out from under me. Some guys would talk about the believability of sexual violence in the same way I gushed about slimy puppets. I'd never wanted to talk to those guys. It's Friday. I'm 15 years old. New film recs are coming on to my favorite site. And there's one that looks super up my alley. It's called Reanimator. All the stills are neon lit, bright green, covered in Hammer horror red blood. It makes my eyes sparkle. The tagging system has filed it under gory, 80s, and unrated films. This new classification was enticing me as I turned into a grown-up. I'd already swapped to a more male username, and I told people to call me Mike. I was a guy, and guys watch unrated, worse than R-rated horror films, like Cannibal Holocaust or Hostel. I tried to figure out why the film had that rating. They all kind of danced around it. It was a bunch of, it's so funny, it's bloody, it's gory, it's sick. So I found it and beheld, in mouth gaping, manic laughing disgust. To summarize, Kevin Spacey has a line in American Beauty that encapsulates it. Quote,
did you ever see that movie where that severed head goes down on that babe?
There was something about that exposure and that exploitation of a real person that shook me to my core. I kept trying to find the point of that exploitation, a reason, a goal, but all I found were excuses. Barbara Crampton's such a champ. She's a sport. She's one of the guys. Seeing that made me ask, how far would I allow someone to hurt me for the sake of being a guy? After seeing Barbara crying out, I finally saw what I'd done to myself. I was the actor, splayed out for all to see, a specimen on the dissection table for any man to open up, just to be seen as the same. Because back then, I thought I needed to be like every other man. But I don't. That's not what my masculinity is. My masculinity isn't represented by the buff roommate or the quipping Ash Williams. I'm the snipey, queer-coded scientist. I'm me. I'm my own special, horrid creation. I don't need to be any other type of man than the one I want to be.